بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فلا يطلبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء فإنه من يطلبه من ذمته بشيء يدركه ثم يكبه على وجهه في نار جهنم رواه مسلم جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Whoever reads his Fajr Salah, then he will be in the protection of Allah. Whoever reads his Fajr Salah, then he will be in the protection of Allah. Hence, do not let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seek you regarding his protection that he has given in any way. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتْلُبُهُ For verily whomsoever Allah seeks regarding the protection that He has given some person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize him. Then Allah will throw him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. What is the meaning of this hadith? Those who read the Fajr Salah for men with jama'ah, with jama'at, the masjid, ulama, the commentators have mentioned in this hadith, that person who reads his Fajr Salah for the men in the masjid with jama'at. Of course, the women folk at home, they will get the same reward. So whoever reads his Fajr Salah, then he will be in the special protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word that is used is zimmah. Zimmah means amnesty, custody, protection, care. So Allah protects this person the entire day. So any person who interferes with this person now, who has read his Fajr Salah, again, the men in the masjid with jama'at, the women folk at home. So whoever interferes regarding this protection that Allah has given some person, Allah is the security of this person, and you interfere with that person in any way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seek you. And when Allah seeks any person, Allah seizes him. And when Allah seizes the person, Allah throws him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Therefore, this hadith warns people who interfere with those people who are offering the Fajr Salah. Special care is given to people who perform the Fajr Salah. You are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire day. So any person who interferes with you, then Allah will take it upon himself to sort that person out. Again, this hadith comes in the same chapter of sanctity and honoring a Muslim brother, that we should not interfere in him. Do not harm him in any way, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take revenge on his behalf. May Allah ta'ala give us protection all the time. May Allah help us to read all our salat, the men folk with jama'at in the masjid, the women folk at home, on time. We will be punctual, we should not delay with our salah. But more importantly also, or just as important, is that we should not interfere with any person. Don't harm him, don't injure him, don't mock him. Don't accuse him, don't slander him, because he is in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are now interfering in that protection that Allah has given him. وَعَنِ ابْنِ عُمْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالَ الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. لَا يَظْلِمُهُ He never oppresses him. وَلَا يُسْلِمُهُ He does not hand him over to the enemy. In other words, he doesn't act as a spy and then puts him into trouble and hands him over to the enemy. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ Whomsoever sees to the need of his Muslim brother, Allah will fulfill his need. Whosoever sees and fulfills the need of his Muslim brother, Allah will fulfill this person's need. وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً Whoever removes any difficulty from his Muslim brother, he's got some financial problem, some social problem, whatever it may be, he removes the difficulty from his Muslim brother, فَرَّضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Because of this act that he has done, he has removed a difficulty from his Muslim brother, through that, Allah will remove for him a difficulty of the difficulties and catastrophes of the day of Qiyamah. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will remove the difficulties for this person. Why? Because in the dunya, he removed a difficulty of his Muslim brother. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Whosoever conceals a fault of his Muslim brother, you saw something he did wrong, and instead of going and explain and telling every person and passing this message around and making it viral, you concealed it. Allah will conceal his fault on the day of Qiyamah. سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah will conceal his fault from the eyes of the people on the day of Qiyamah. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ Similar hadith wa an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-muslimu akhul muslim la yakhunuhu. A Muslim does not betray his Muslim brother. He does not make khiyanat. He trusted you. He expected you to be loyal to him, but you go and betray him. So a Muslim does not do that. La yakhunuhu. Wala yakdhibuhu. Does not lie to him. Wala yakhdhuluhu. He does not abandon him in time of need. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام عرضه وماله ودمه. The honor, the wealth, the life of every Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. التقوى ها هنا بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Rasulullah SAW pointed towards his heart and he said, "Taqwa is here. The heart is a reservoir of taqwa." In other words, true taqwa means that you will not harm your Muslim brother, you will not betray him, you won't be disloyal to him, you won't lie to him, you won't abandon his help, you won't interfere with his integrity, his property, his life. That is true taqwa. So pointed towards his heart. And then Rasulullah SAW said, it is sufficient for a person to be regarded as an evil man if he looks down upon his Muslim brother. He despises his Muslim brother. He makes haqarat of his Muslim brother. He thinks low of him. This is a very, very serious problem. Sometimes we feel we are more pious than others and we look down upon the person. Rasulullah says, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرْ This is sufficient. یہ کافی ہے آدمی کے لئے کہ وہ شریر قرار دیا جائے. It is sufficient that a person is regarded as an evil person if he despises his Muslim brother. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq and hidayat. Not to look down upon any person, but we respect and we honor our Muslim brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.